Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8:17 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from Film Study Baltimore. Good morning, Ken McCusick.
Hi, Rob. How's it going?
Doing well. Ken, I heard John Harbaugh talk about the play that Westry gave up. It's better to die quickly, which made me start thinking that that play to Goodwin went 49 yards. What if it goes 44 yards? What does that mean for the Ravens' probability of winning if he falls short of the end zone?
Yeah, the Ravens lose the football game, basically, in simple terms. I think if Goodwin had known to go down, then the Ravens' win probability would have dropped to 3 or 4%. It's whatever residual chance there is to miss that field goal. It was a little windy, but I think it's the entire NFL on field goals under 30 yards this year is 141 of 143. So they're probably not going to miss that field goal. They're probably going to win the game. Fortunately, the Bears don't prepare themselves for that sort of thing. I'd really like to know if John Harbaugh would have expected his player to go down in that same situation.
One of the people getting picked on the most, I guess, has been this Westry in coverage. And I go back and forth. Did they put him in a bad position since he's not started a game, or is it just bad play on his part?
You know, Ed, he played so well in the first two games he'd played this year. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's outmatched physically by these receivers. I think he's faster and he's bigger. He's basically bigger than any cornerback
he's
in the league
6'4",
right now.
Yeah.
But he's got all the tools to be good. We saw it happen with Averett on the other side of the field against the Colts, that he was basically getting beat by a lot of moves at the top of the route, and he had one of those games. That's what Westry had on Sunday. You know, we live with Humphrey. You know, we don't have as much history with Westry at being good as we do with those other guys, so we're probably a little bit more worried about it. But I think he's going to be fine. In fact, I think he's going to be one of the Ravens' best corners going forward, and in particular in 2022, he's a key building block.
Hey, Ken, as far as the pass rush overall, not just on the cover zero play because they clearly didn't get there, what did you see from them? Because, you know, I have questions about this moving forward, even though they've spent a little bit of money and some draft picks on this position.
The pass rush was very good in general in this game. I mean, they got three sacks, which is obviously good, but they had 46% blitzes by number. And when they rushed six-plus before that 49-yard TD, they'd had seven such plays already in the game, including a nine-man pass rush on one of those plays. Those seven plays, they'd only completed two of them for 10 total yards. So that went well. They were good with deception in this game. The 13 off-ball blitzes across 10 plays, those were only 1.5 yards per play. They stunted three times. Those were all incompletes. They had three simulated pressures. Those went for a total of 9 yards. So, you know, the fact that everything went poorly on that 8-0 all-out blitz on the 49-yard touchdown, it was really the anomaly in this game and not the rule. So I'm very positive on the Ravens pass rush scheme, and I hope Martindale won't take his foot off the gas, because I think it's one of the things the Ravens have in their back pocket that's very effective against a quarterback like Mayfield.
Ken McCusick joins us, Film Study Baltimore. Ken, Devonta Freeman did not have a great game at all, but I thought he had a very solid game. I thought a very necessary game. He allowed the Ravens, in my opinion, to stay balanced. 34 rushes, he had 16 of them, and a touchdown. Your thoughts about his performance on Sunday?
Yeah, it wasn't a great yards per touch game, but I agree with you. He came up with some big runs for the Ravens, particularly early to get a couple first downs, kind of set the tone, and then, of course, the huge run to run the ball in. It looked like the Bears might have lined up wrong on that play, or at least they were overlined on that right side, and the Ravens took advantage of it. So I thought he was also very useful as a receiver. You know, they were going after Huntley a lot, and for him to get the ball outside in this game was done well, and he had some positive receptions too.
So let me ask you this. When you start looking at the Browns coming into or facing the Cleveland Browns, I should say, because I know we haven't got into this quite a bit, but I'm a little concerned about their personnel, even though they haven't played well, especially with Chubb being back. What are your thoughts just on the upcoming game?
Yeah, the Ravens have serious matchup issues on both sides of the ball. They are. I'm very concerned about the trench differentials on both sides. The Browns have still a very big and good offensive line. They may get Jack Conklin back, but they should be able to get some movement against the Ravens, who have obviously some weakness on the defensive line. And I think maybe more importantly, I don't know what the Ravens have to answer Clowney and Myles Garrett in terms of who they'll block them with. They're going to have to get the ball out of Lamar's hands quickly, and that can be difficult.
Ken McCusick, Film Study Baltimore. Tell folks in Baltimore why they need to be a part of Film Study.
Oh, please come out, join the site. Lots of articles, new podcasts every day.
There you go. Okay, good luck, Kim.
Take it easy, guys.
All right, thanks, man. 410-583-1057, that's the number.
I'm going on with Ken pretty soon. I'll jump on his podcast and go over some stuff with him. So, yeah. So I just think, look, you can say what you want. What he does sitting down, especially with his wife, breaking down the film, I think it's just, like me as a fan, I think I know football. Right, you watch it, but like breaking down offensive line, seeing the percentages of blitz that are coming in, your eyes can tell you one thing, statistics can tell you another, but it's nice to actually see both sides of it to see if the two match up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.